I don't hear anything. I don't know if I'm supposed to be in the air or not. Jerry Bader Show, 10:06, Jason's Classic Cut on a Friday. ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, Don't Bring Me Down. In honor of Mike McFeely of KFGO, Fargo. Just a little fun that Jason has. We are at Nicolet National Bank, 111 North Washington Street, downtown Green Bay. For families with children with cancer, a lot of nice gifts. A lot of nice cash. A gentleman just brought a check for $400 for families with children with cancer. And can't thank you enough. We just do this a couple of times a year. Ask for your help for an organization that helps kids in Wisconsin, families who have a child diagnosed with cancer. And now, as we try to do most Fridays, but our schedules have just stunk lately, we are joined now by Mike McFeely. He prefers progressive, I say liberal, talk show host from KFGO, the Mighty 790 in Fargo. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Jerry, and congratulations to you and great job on trying to raise some money for kids with cancer in Wisconsin. That's a great thing that liberal, progressive, conservative, right-wing, kooky Tea Party, doesn't matter. We can all agree that that's a good thing, so good job.
I appreciate that, and I know you do. I know you agree with this, that if you're blessed enough to have a radio show, and you often tell your listeners how successful my show is, your show is very, very successful too. You know, it's important to give back every now and again.
Well, one thing that we need to remember in radio is that really it's the people's airwaves. You know, we dominate the microphones, Jerry, but really, at times we need to use the power that we have and use the airwaves that are the public airwaves to do some good for the world, to be quiet and step aside and raise some money or raise some goods for people who are less fortunate than us. And I'm glad to do it, and I know you are too.
Absolutely. All right, let's start with the Vikings and Packers. And here's why I need to do this, because you yesterday urged me, nope, Jerry, pick the Packers. Here's what's going on. I mentioned this to Mike yesterday. The listeners know that I have a bet with a listener who told me not to talk sports. I don't know what I'm talking about. So we have a friendly bet for charity. In fact, if I win, he'll write a check for $500 to families with children with cancer. If Craig wins, I write a check for $500 to Ronald McDonald House. And he's daring me, Mike, to pick the Vikings. He said, I'm throwing you a bone. I'm picking the Packers, 21-17. He's daring me to pick the Vikings.
My advice to you, Jerry, is that if you want him to write a check, is to pick the Vikings, because the Vikings, I am, let's put it this way. Everybody in Minnesota right now knows the Vikings are going to lose, and they want the Vikings to lose because they want a higher draft choice in the NFL draft next spring. You have no idea how bad this Vikings team is. This Vikings team is the worst single team that I've seen in purple since 1984. I'm 47 years old. I grew up a Vikings fan. I've followed them religiously my entire life. Other than 1984, what's that, 30 years ago, this is the worst Vikings team ever, with a terrible coach and likely maybe the worst starting quarterback that the Vikings have ever had. This is a bad Vikings team. There is no way that the Vikings are going to win on Sunday. Take it to the bank.
Okay, so then he picked the Packers 21-17. So if I want to win, because we go by point spread, so you're telling me to pick the Packers by more than four?
Well, sure, yeah, okay, yes, yeah. Whatever you got to do to win the bet, just know that the Vikings are awful. They are terrible, Jerry, just terrible.
A nice lady just brought a check for $250. Thank you, ma'am. And a nice bunch of gifts for the kids as well. Just greatly appreciate that. All right, McFeely, it's on your head if I screw this up then.
Okay. I'll be happy any way I can.
Yeah, there you go. All right, I want to start with, we got to get going on this because we only have this segment. We'll get to Obamacare in just a minute. Now, yesterday, of course, Democrats in the Senate voted to change the rules basically ending the filibuster for select judicial nominees, not the U.S. Supreme Court. You know this is a mistake. This is going to bite them in the butt. If when Republicans get control of the Senate, they're going to expand it to include the Supreme Court and maybe even legislation. And why not? Why not Supreme Court? Why not legislation? If simple majority rules, let's have simple majority rule for everything, Mike.
Well, I like what the Democrats did, Jerry. And you're right, it could turn around in the end and bite them, but I like what they did because there has been no president in the history of America that has had more obstructionism and more appointees and more nominees and more everything else obstructed by the minority in the United States Senate. And it can't work that way. It can't work where nothing gets done and nobody gets appointed and nobody gets approved. Look, part of the deal with being in the majority is that to the victor go the spoils. And I've been consistent with that belief, whether it was Ronald Reagan in office, whether it was George Bush in office, whether it was Bill Clinton, whether it was President Obama. At some point, you have to realize, look, I may not agree with the president's viewpoints. I may not agree with a judicial appointment's viewpoints, but the majority has the power in this case, and so we need to let these people be appointed. If it's just a matter of battling the president and fighting the president, then I don't have much time for that, Jerry.
All right, well, let me throw this back at you. And I know you can throw the numbers out there, but a fair number of President Bush's were blocked as well. But here's the other thing. This particular issue is they are trying to pack the D.C. Court of Appeals with liberals. That is already an underworked court. They don't have a caseload. They don't need additional judges. They just know the things that the administration does are going to be ruled upon in that court, and they're simply trying to stack up with liberals. This is just a power grab and nothing else, Mike.
Well, no, I disagree with that. The Constitution gives presidents the right to nominate who they want for administration posts and for the judiciary. Jerry, you know that, and you're a Constitution guy. It's not a matter of packing any type of courts. It's a matter of having, again, the power of the presidency and the power of the majority. And Ronald Reagan can do the same thing, as I said, and any Republican can do the same thing. And if, by the way, if Republicans do take a majority, then they'll have that same right, Jerry. And the way this president is going right now with Obamacare, I agree. My God, there might be a chance that Republicans might get the majority here coming up soon. So it's a risk, it's a gamble by the Democrats, but I think it's a justified one.
And let's transition to that. You know, you and I talked about this yesterday, and I said that what Republicans must do now is they must come up with an alternative plan to Obamacare, not just attack it. You said they won't do that because they just want to beat up on the president. In fact, there's something to what you say. Here's what's going on, and Kim Strassel has a piece in today's Wall Street Journal. And some Republicans are being honest about this. They don't want to put a plan forward because they don't want to put a target out there that Democrats can attack and take the attention off Obamacare. I think that is short-sighted. I think you can continue to say, look, we've seen what a disaster Obamacare is. This is better. If they are afraid, and I'm going to agree with you on this, if they're afraid to offer their own plan because they don't want to put a pinata out there for Democrats to hit, that would be a mistake. If they don't put their own alternative out, they will not seize the moment here, and they won't be doing the right thing.
But Republicans have followed that strategy the entire presidency of President Obama, Jerry, that if Republicans would have been level-headed in the first place and not just battling the president every step of the way, they would have worked with Democrats in the first place and said, okay, look, we don't like this. We think this is a mistake. Let's try this instead. Let's get in the room. Let's figure something out. You know, I realize it's politics. I realize it's about elections. I realize it's about beating the other side. But at some point, you have to come forward with something as opposed to just always battling the other side and always being the obstructionist party. And that's what the Republicans, rightly so, have been labeled as. Now, if it's true that Republicans don't want to put out their own plan because they want to keep the heat on Obama and keep the focus on Obamacare and the troubles of Obamacare, then that's completely wrong. And Republicans will not have a leg to stand on when people come back at them and say, look, you're proving to yourself right now that it's all about Obama, that it's all about bashing the president, it's all about winning elections, it's not about doing the right thing. And that's the problem that I've had with your side for all these years, is it's not about doing the right thing, it's about winning elections and beating up the president.
It's about winning elections for both sides when it comes to policy. But let me say that here's where I'm going to partially agree with you, is they do have to put something forward in terms of not working with, but, you know, making it better. You can't make something better to which you are diametrically opposed. Republicans believe free market solutions can fix the health care issue and not more government. So, no, that twain never shall meet, Mike. It just won't, because, no, we don't agree with putting more of it into government's hands.
Then put the plan out there. And you and I can agree on that. Then put the plan out there, whatever the Republicans have, if they have one. If the solution is, oh, well, just let everybody fend for themselves and let the poor people not have health insurance and let the charities take care of them, then no, that's not going to work. But if you have a workable solution, then let's put it out there. Let's debate it. I'll be happy to look at it. And there might be parts of it. There might be some of it where I go, you know, that does make sense. I mean, that might work better than what's happening right now. But until Republicans do that, until they man up and do that, we'll never know.
And on that note, we're actually going to agree. They have to do that. All right, back to raising some money. Hey, Mike, we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Jerry. Have a good weekend.
You bet. Mike McFeely, liberal talk show host, KFGO, and we are at Nicolet National Bank, 111 North Washington Street, downtown Green Bay. For families with children with cancer, we'll get to some of that and some other topics before 11 o'clock. It's 10:17.
Jerry Bader Show.